from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, yeah. On your home for the best Ravens coverage. What time is it? It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
We're talking about our teams, really. I kind of had some questions about his team, and he had some questions about my team, and maybe some things that were coming up with his team, and I had no advice for him, and some things up with our team, and, you know, that's kind of how it works, you know. So it's a joy to watch him. I have so much respect for Brandon. I think he's a great coach, great skipper, and what a job they've done. The team's so exciting. Having those guys, they're right there behind them. You got them right up there behind, you know, with the players. They were 15 yards away from the play, and I think they were really enjoying it, you know. Just like our guys would like to be right there on the dugout rail if you could be, you know. So it's pretty cool having those guys here.
Vinny and Haney back here on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for the Bobster here with Vinny Serrato. Quick Draw McGraw behind the glass. We're getting you some news from the Nest. You just heard from Ravens head coach there, John Harbaugh. Brandon Hyde, Orioles manager, and a couple of the Orioles players. I saw Cedric Mullins, Gunnar Henderson, Craig Kimbrell. I think it was one other that I'm forgetting, but yeah, they were out there at practice yesterday getting to see the Ravens do their thing.
Well, Gunner's from where? Oklahoma or Texas? One of the two, right?
Auburn. He's somewhere in that area. I think
yeah.
He's
Alabama. He's from Alabama. Yeah, Alabama, which, yeah. You know, that's even bigger football area. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he loves football and stuff. And so Hyder's was a big Niner fan growing up. So, yeah, I'm the guys aren't going if they don't love football. That's the thing. So yeah, that would be pretty cool for them to be able to stand behind, you know, the huddles and stuff and watch practice. And then, bam, as soon as you leave, you're going to batting practice.
Yeah, it is. And that's pretty much what it was for them yesterday because by the time the Ravens practice gets started, it's so close to when they have to kind of start preparing for their game. Let's hear more from John Harbaugh. Joe D, he's on the leave of absence right now, dealing with an acute illness. The Ravens brought in George Warhop to replace him, and here's John Harbaugh talking about that decision.
Joe DeLisandris, we love Joe D. He had a surgery early in the summer, came back a little bit, some complications have arisen from it. So he's in the hospital right now, and he'll be focusing on his health for the next significant period of time. I mean, it's a blow because he's a great football coach. He's beloved by the players, by the coaches. He's a top game planner. He's a top coach. He's a huge part of our offense. And he's going to be missed very much, but we're going to be much more concerned about his health and his welfare and his well-being. And then we're bringing in George Warhop. George Warhop's a guy that actually we played against each other in college. Now, he was at Cincinnati. I was at Miami, the oldest rivalry west of the Allegheny Mountains.
Yeah, I mean, look, Joe D is loved by everybody. I'm sure, you know, everybody is hoping for the best for him. I know we are. It's going to be a huge blow because he's, you know, kind of the life of that offensive line room for the Ravens. So hopefully George Warhop will able to come in and kind of pick up where Joe D left off, because obviously this offensive line, all eyes are on them right now.
Oh, yeah. And they're young, developing, and they need to make as many strides as they can. So having another voice in the room, you know, may not be a bad thing. But Joe D's been around a while, especially at the Ravens. And good luck to Joe D. Like Harv says, it's much more important that he get his health right and stuff. So I know he had surgery, you know, after mini camp and stuff. So the complications from that, I hope he's doing well.
Well, yesterday we got some news that Mark Andrews had been involved in a car accident yesterday morning. Turned out to be injury-free. It looks like everybody involved in the accident was injury-free, thankfully. And Mark was able to make it to the facility, be involved in the meetings. He didn't practice yesterday, which was scheduled. We'll see when this is the next time we'll see him back on the practice field. But here's Harbs giving an update on Mark.
Yeah, he's feeling good. I would say, you know what I would say about that? I would say wear your seatbelts. You know, Mark wore his seatbelts, and that was an accident that happened, and it was pretty significant, I believe, and he came out of it with nothing at all, not a scrape. We're thankful to God for that, for him coming out of that safe, and for God protecting him in that circumstance.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a blessing to make it out of that situation, not only alive, but okay completely. That when a situation like that happens, that goes beyond the sport itself. So for sure, you're thankful Mark is okay. And I know they were all, when they got the news, just hoping, you know, just waiting to get to that point of the conversation where they hear, okay, he's fine.
Yeah. And you know what's funny about that? You know, Harv's talks about the seatbelts and stuff. Like when I was growing up, nobody ever wore seatbelts. And there was, you know, I don't know why, but it was just a thing that you never, now, you know, beepers go off and everything else if you're not wearing your seatbelt. So I don't go in. It's just like common now. You know, it's just a routine. Put your seatbelt on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is at this point. So thankful that Mark was able to make it out of his situation. Okay, here's John Harbaugh. Like I said, Mark Andrews, they said he was scheduled to have yesterday off anyway. Here's how I'm saying that he's keeping an eye on the people who've been playing as long as Mark Andrews has.
Mark's a guy who's played for a long time. You know, there's always going to be the bumps and bruises and things like that. And he's definitely a guy that we watch closely. We watch those guys. We watch Roquan closely. Those guys have played for a while. We watch him closely. You'll see some guys will come out and not have as many reps in a day, things like that. So we're always watching those guys closely.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. And I'll give Harbs credit. He's been really good about handling his veteran players, knowing when they need a rest day, not overworking guys, especially in training camp. And I think he's become a little lax on his stance on camp nowadays. We've seen them bring some of these guys in after camp has already, you know, ended, and they've gone on to have really good seasons. We saw it in two cases last year for them.
Yeah, and I think you know, when you've got veteran guys like that, and all the guys that you're talking about are like Pro Bowl type guys. So they, you know, when Harbs, I'm sure that Harbs goes up to them, how you feeling? You need a day? Let me know when you need a day. And they're not taking every day. So they're probably totally honest and real with it that, Coach, I need a day today.
Mm-hmm.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, I mean, and when you have a veteran team like the Ravens have had here recently, I mean, you need your guys. You can't afford to wear down your veterans in training camp right now. You need them for when the games actually matter. And they've had times. I remember a couple years ago we were talking about how Justin Houston was playing too many snaps at the start of the year. Calais Campbell, same thing with him. I think they're trying to pay more attention to these guys' workload.
Yeah, especially when you're practicing at 120 and 105 degree temperature all the time in pads. So, yeah. So you're very, very leery, very weary of, you know, taking care. You got to take care of your guys. And Harbs understands that. He's been around, what, 17, 18 years now as a head coach. And he has seen it all. And he knows the guys that need a break, and especially like probably can see it with Roquan. Maybe, you know, you may not see it on the field, but you see it in the building and those kind of, you know, like, you know, whatever signs that show it that you need a day. Or a lot of times with those, you know, with guys 30 or whatever, They automatically, you're going to build in time for them to be off.
I feel like guys like Roquan and even Mark Andrews, you got to convince those guys not to practice. Roquan
right, they play. And you know who's a guy like that, too, will be a guy like, as likely as like that, too. You know, and Hamilton, look at Hamilton. He's back the next day after his knee.
Speaking of Kyle Hamilton, here's John Harbaugh talking about Kyle Hamilton returning.
You know, it's great. It's great to have him back playing great. And what a resilient guy. What a leader. Leader by example, leader by every way. But he's had two great practices since that.
He is everything they could envision him to be. I talked heavy on him yesterday. I could do it for hours, you know, honestly. And I would imagine they feel the same way about him.
Oh, no doubt about it. Because he's a Swiss Army knife. He can he's very versatile and he does it all extremely well. So, yeah, that's the thing with him. Now, maybe they weren't feeling that way. Miami game and training camp his rookie year.
Yeah.
They thought there was
some growing pain.
It did. But when the light came on, it has never gone back. I mean, he has been awesome ever since that light came on. He's been spectacular.
Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll play a little buy or sell, check in on the stock market, answer some questions in the world of sports. That's next here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 1057, The Fan.
Vinny and Haney back on 1057, The Fan. Cordell Woodland in for the Bobster with Vinny Serrato. Quick Draw McGraw behind the glass. Time to count some money. Vinny, what's the stock market looking like?
Well, the market... the Dow's up 503. So, I mean, the Dow's at 40,511. I mean, 10 days ago, we were at 38,000 on the Dow. The S&P's up 80. The Nasdaq's up 373. DraftKings up $1.27 to $33.34. Under Armour's up 20 cents, $7.86. So it's a extremely good day. It says the Dow jumps over 400 points as strong retail sales soothe recession fears.
All right, we'll start here with the Orioles and Red Sox series this weekend. Going to be a pivotal four-game set that will either make or break Boston's chances at winning the division. If you remember back when these teams first met this year in early April, that was the three-game series where Colton Cowser was, nearly unstoppable. Six hits and 10 RBIs across those three games. But it didn't stop there. He was effective against Boston again in May, had a hit in games one and two. Game three was the only time this season where he failed to pick up a hit against Boston, but he was hit by a pitch, so still reached base in that one. Buy or sell, Cordell, Cowser records a hit in all four games this weekend.
Oh, all four games? I'll sell it. I think I could see three of the four. All four would be tough for him. He has owned the Red Sox this year. I'll give him that. But, yeah, it's tough for me to commit to all four games.
Moving over to the NFL, Chris Jones remains the Chiefs' top pass rush threat heading into his ninth NFL season. But it shouldn't overlook or not remember that George Karlaftis has been quickly developing into quite the threat as well. He had six sacks in his rookie season. That was in 2022. Then just last year actually tied Chris Jones with 10.5 sacks to lead the way for Kansas City. Maybe playing alongside that notable of a player in Chris Jones has opened things up for Karlaftis, but all around his game has been solid against the run and the pass rush, as we talked about. Buy or sell, Vinny, this will be the year where Karlaftis takes that next step and leads the Chiefs by himself in sacks.
I'll buy that. You know, I mean, the thing is Karlaftis, whoever the Ravens have at right tackle, he's going to cause them some problems because he is strong. You know, he can bull, Purdue guy, and he can bull rush you too, you know, and he's relentless. So, yeah, I'll buy it and say that he'll have more than Jones.
Maybe his first Pro Bowl season as well. Kind of surprised he didn't get it.
It's hard at that position.
Yeah. You have 10.5, though. Didn't get it last year. He's thinking, what do I got to do here?
You got a lot of good competition at that position.
True. We'll go back to baseball. We've talked a lot this week about the mediocre nature of the league this year. No one's on pace for 100 wins. And since the All-Star break, the Orioles themselves certainly fit the bill of being mediocre. The win last night finally put them above 500 since the All-Star break. They're now 13-12. Since then. But the Phillies, meanwhile, they've been abysmal. They won last night to move to 8-16 since the All-Star break. That's tied for second worst in that time span. Despite this, they still lead the NL East because of all the equity that they built up earlier in the season. Atlanta, they're second in the division. They're six games back. The Mets, eight games back in third place. All of this in mind here, Cordell, buy or sell, the Phillies can still win the division with a sub-500 record after the All-Star break.
I'll buy it. The Braves aren't very. I don't necessarily buy the Braves being as good as they should be. The Mets have been better for sure in the second half and kind of fought their way back into the wild card race despite that abysmal start to start the year. I still think the Phillies will be able to turn it on at some point. They're another team that's dealing with some injuries right now. So as they get some guys back, I think they'll get back to playing the way that they have for the most part of the year.
More from the NFL. J.J. McCarthy, we found this out yesterday. It became official. He's going to miss all of the 2024 season, which now means Sam Darnold is in line to be the full-time starter for the Vikings. Now, even if McCarthy was healthy, there was still a chance that Darnold would have been their starter week one, and then they would have eased McCarthy in after that. So they obviously view Darnold pretty highly. And as bad as his career track record has been, you look at the teams he's played for, that doesn't really inspire much confidence. The Jets from 2018 to 2020, then the Panthers for a couple years, was with San Francisco, but never had to play. This is probably the best collection of talent that he'll actually hit the field with in his career. So buy or sell, Vinny, Darnold will have a Geno Smith-esque career turnaround in 2024.
I'm going to sell that just because I think the division's going to be really good. And he's had inconsistencies over his career. He's going to have to, like, do a 180, be consistent, not turn the ball over. That's going to be the big thing with him. And they announced him, like right after the draft or after minicamp, that he was going to be the starter week one.
Mm-hmm. We'll close things out today with this in Major League Baseball. Cleveland's closer, Emmanuel Clase, he's been absolutely lights out this season. The best, I mean, if he's not the best, he's certainly top three reliever in baseball. A .64 ERA, 37 saves so far this season. And anytime you have a truly dominant closer putting up a season like this, people start to pose the Cy Young question. And if you compare the numbers he has this year to past relievers who have won the award, of course, the way voting works, it's changed over the years. The way people view relievers has changed. But previous relievers to win Cy Young, Clase A's numbers are actually better in a lot of cases. However, Orioles fans, they'll be up in arms here saying, hey, what about Zach Britton? His nearly perfect 2016 season, where he never blew a save, he had a ERA well below one that year. He finished fourth in AL voting that year. Buy or sell, Cordell, Class A will finish top five in Cy Young voting this year.
I'll buy it. He's been that good, honestly. He's been that good. And if you look at it, I mean, how many candidates are there once you get past the Scooble, once you get past the Burns of the world? I mean, it's not a lot of top tier. A lot of the pitchers who were hot in the American League have cooled off as the season has went on. So I think that could be the boost that Clase needs, and he's just so good, man. He comes out of the pen, and it's pretty much shutdown time whenever he's in the game. Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll bring in Kyle Goon, who covers the Baltimore Ravens for the Baltimore Banner, get his thoughts on camp to this point, so see who's been impressing him ahead of Saturday night's preseason game. That's next here on The Fan. Right here on The Fan, joining us now from the Baltimore Banner, he covers the Baltimore Ravens, is Kyle Goon. What's going on, Kyle?
Hey, what's up, McCordell? How you doing, man?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Ravens still preparing for their preseason game this Saturday, second one of the preseason. Still waiting to see if Rashad Bateman can still continue to build himself up to being able to practice on a regular basis. Do you have any concerns about Rashad Bateman right now?
Yeah, I mean, of course you have concerns. It's just a guy who obviously had a lot last year that just underwhelmed because he was dealing with some injury and was finally catching on. He's just a guy who has never seen the cards have just never seemed to break right for him, right? I mean, it's just, you know, if the timing has never worked out, he dealt with some injury, and he and Lamar just got to get on the same page. And to do that, you need reps. And so I think anyone who's looking at this wide receiver core and how reliant it's going to be on Rashad Bateman next year is just wondering, okay, can these guys get the reps they need? Will Lamar and Rashad finally find that chemistry? And every day he's out, as unfortunate and as much as it's not his fault, it's just kind of wondering, okay, well, when's it going to happen?
Hey, Kyle, I was telling Cordell earlier in the show, I said, every time I go out to practice, you know, I spend all my time watching the O-line because that seems to be like the issue. I mean, when I'm watching the games, I watch the O-line, you know, and, you know, somebody will say, well, how did such and such? I'm watching the O-line just because it's so important. And your feelings right now from what you've seen from the O-line?
Yeah, I mean, we all know that they're inexperienced, right? We all know that.
But a lot of them are 3 or 4 year guys, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But it's just with Roger Rosengarten and Andrew Voorhees is essentially a rookie. It's
right.
Just there's a lot of concern. And I don't think you're the only one, even though I think a lot of people I know generally, I think, you know, O-line is the unit I least want to watch when I watch a football game. But at the same time, as you're indicating, it's so important, and they've been up and down. I feel like the bet the Ravens have made is that, you know what, we've got Lamar Jackson, who we think is the best quarterback in the league. We've got Derrick Henry, who's just a pads down rusher, who's just going to run you over. The guys up front, you know, we can mix and match a little bit. We can platoon. We can do stuff that they did a little bit last year when they had more experience and try to make up for it. I don't know if that's going to work, but I feel like that's kind of the statement that Eric DaCosta and the front office has made with the personnel decisions they've made over the last couple months.
We're talking to Kyle Goon from the Baltimore Banner. It's Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. Kyle, who are you looking to see kind of step up and make some plays come Saturday afternoon?
You know, honestly, the group I've been watching, perhaps with the same concern that Vinny's watching the O-line.
Pass rushers.
Well, I was going to say backup quarterback.
Oh.
and listen, I know that's not a very sexy battle either, but I mean, Josh Johnson, you know, just hasn't started that many games over the last few years. Devin Leary hasn't started any games. Obviously, he's a rookie, and he kind of the book on him coming out of college was that, you know, he's kind of inaccurate and can turn it over a little bit too much. And that's played out a little bit in camp. So honestly, I just was not impressed by the backup quarterback performance against the Eagles. And I would like a little more consistency because, you know, there may be a time where maybe Lamar can't go out for a drive or two or a game or two. And I don't think the Ravens have a very good backup quarterback situation as things stand.
Hey, Kyle, you know, a couple of the things that I want to see Saturday is, you know, Ajabo, if he's playing, I want to see him. And then who's going to be that third running back? And I was telling Cordell this morning, I don't know if you've watched Hard Knocks. Have you seen the Hard Knocks?
Not this year yet.
Okay, the Bears one? I mean, because they've got a couple undrafted running backs that look really good, you know, because I'm not sold on any of the running backs to be the third guy right now.
Yeah, well, the guy that I know our staff at the Banner has really liked is Owen Wright, mm-hmm. who, you know, obviously undrafted and just kind of hard-nosed kid who can kind of do a little bit of everything. And, you know, I mean, it's probably going to come down to special teams for him and his value there if he can make the roster. But, you know, I'm kind of interested in to see if he's going to make it because, you know, the Ravens have use for guys like that who, you know, hey, you can do a little bit of receiving, you can do a little bit of running, you can do some special teams. You know, Justice Hill has kind of made a career out of that, right? So it's, I mean, obviously we're all waiting to see what happens when Keaton Mitchell gets healthy. And it's been nice to see him around camp, interact with him a little bit. It seems like he's really just around the team a lot. And he was so good last year in flashes. We're all biding time, but I think, you know, Owen Wright might be somebody to watch that we've talked about at the Banner.
I want to go to the defensive side, and the pass rush is always a question regarding this Ravens team right now. And Adafe Owe has been one of the consistent names that we've seen flash throughout camp to this point. And that's usually the case for Adafe Owe, but I will attest that it feels a little more real this time around. Are you buying the Owe stock?
Well, honestly, I kind of started buying it when I came to camp and I asked Jonas, I was like, does Adafe Owe look really big to you or something? Like, some guys just like pop a little, right, when they come back to camp. And I feel like Adafe, one, has been one of those guys physically where it looks like, you know, I kind of think of him as a skinny guy, long frame, but I feel like he's kind of filled out a little bit. And then, as you guys are saying, he's popped off in camp and won some matches. And I mean, I'm certainly sure that, you know, some of that has to do with the inexperience of the offensive line, the guys he's going against. But, you know, you talk to the coaches and they're very, you know, upbeat about Adafe and what he can do and how close he came to making some sacks last year that he probably should have had, but wasn't able to quite finish the play. And you just wonder, hey, another year, a little stronger, is this the year that he starts finishing some of those plays and gets closer to a double-digit sack guy, which I think the Ravens have had in mind all along.
Now, speaking of guys that have changed their body, you know, I mean, the because when people say, does Lamar really look different? Oh, yes, he does. I mean, can you notice? Absolutely. I mean, the first day I walked out there, I was like, whoa. You know, so what do you think? I mean, I just hope that he can handle all the hit. You know he wants to get faster and quicker, but, you know, can he withstand, you know, all the hits?
Yeah. And that, I mean, that's an interesting question. I think it is related to Derrick Henry. I mean, you know, and I think that Lamar's decision to change his body a little bit was his, right? I mean, it's sort of his, you know, own discretion of how he feels and what he thinks he can do. But I also wonder if he wondered, hey, we got Derrick Henry, a guy who can kind of take the hits for me on some of these plays. Maybe I'm getting off a little less contact anyway. So I kind of wonder what the calculations is with Lamar. I'm not sure that the Ravens are totally thrilled that he's so light right now. And obviously the injury history behind him, you're always going to worry, but I don't know if it's going to be so different if, you know, a 250-pound linebacker plows into you if you're 205 or if you're 215, you know what I mean? So I'm not sure how much difference it will make, but, yeah, I'm sure everyone's feeling the same anxiety seeing Lamar out there looking way lighter than he has in the last few years.
You look at this rushing attack this year with Derrick Henry joining the fold. You talked about Owen Wright earlier. Justice Hill is going to be a big part of this offense. With the questions around the offensive line, does that bring how does that, in your mind, impact the running game and the success that they could have this year?
I mean, I think Vinny could probably speak this better than I can. I mean, obviously, if you don't have the O-line, you wonder. But I feel like what the Ravens have is just two really different elite rushers. I mean, Lamar's running style is so different from Derrick Henry's running style, and I feel like part of the game that's going to help the offensive line is defenses just don't know exactly what they're preparing for. Are we preparing for Lamar kind of going off with the ball and making a play in the improvisational way he does? Are we preparing for, okay, pads up because the steamroller is going to come down the hill at us? And I actually think that's going to be key to the Ravens kind of protecting some of these younger guys along the line and giving them more of a chance. Just the unpredictability of the offense, I think, will be their biggest trump card.
Now, Kyle, Saturday's game, 3:00. Who are we talking about? Who are you writing about Saturday at 3:00 after the game?
Well, a similar question. I mean, I hope I'm writing about the pass rush. That'd be great to kind of put a bow on that. Because I feel like it's the eternal question of, okay, like, do these guys have enough pressure? And it's been the question for at least, you know, 3 years, right? Every year they come in, you're like, oh, do they have enough? And I think the Ravens kind of feel like, okay, Adafe, hopefully David Ajabo, if he's healthy, this is your time. Go show us that, you know, you've been developing, sort of like Madubuike did last year. And I'm really interested to see what that looks like when those guys come together. Cause I feel like the secondary is going to be elite. I feel like they're already there, and it's really, this defense could be really fun to watch if the pass rush comes together.
Kyle, appreciate your time, man. Great stuff. How can people follow you and find your work?
Yeah, I'm at Kyle Goon on Twitter, and we're at thebaltimorebanner.com.
Kyle, appreciate you, man. I'll see you out at practice.
See you at practice.
Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll get back to the Orioles. Sir Anthony Dominguez, he picked up the save last night. Could he be the closer for right now? We'll talk about it next here on The Fan. Coming up at 1:00, we'll feed you some NFL lunch, see what's going on around the NFL right now. But looking at the Orioles really quickly, and Sir Anthony Dominguez, he picked up the save last night, having a clean inning, and it did have the walk initially, but was able to work his way out of that, picks up the save. They're looking for anybody that they can trust right now on the back end. And actually just got some Orioles news come to my phone right now. Orioles have sent Kobe Mayo back to AAA. They have recalled Ivan Soto. infielder from AAA. Whatever. I mean, what do we even say about that? I don't know what Yvonne Soto. I don't know. But that's the move that the Orioles.
So they wanted him to get a hit before they sent him back down?
I guess. Didn't Holiday go down after he got that hit too? I feel like he went down not too long after he got his first hit. So, yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily know what they're looking for with this, but yeah, Kobe Mayo sent down right after he has a pretty good game yesterday. So there's that. But we're talking about Sir Anthony Dominguez. There's a lot going on right now. But Dominguez, personally, where's the trust factor in him right now? He's been one of the better options here as of late. He, out of the guys that they traded for, him and Eflin have kind of been the two guys that have probably made fans feel the best.
Yeah, it's kind of a daily thing, Cordell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a guy has success, you know, as Harbs would say, can he stack them? And that's the thing. And if you stack two in a row, you're the guy for the next game. And if you don't, then it's next guy up. It's a revolving door now.
It is. And look, I feel like the thing of what they used to say about the quarterback position, you know, back when teams, I remember the Bucks at one point with Josh Johnson.
If you got two, you got none.
Yeah, you got none. You don't have a closer right now. And that's kind of the situation that they're in. I saw this Kobe Mayo news is a little surprising to me. I did see a little rumor about this potentially happening, but I didn't know how much stock to really put into it. I'm kind of surprised by that. I'm not really feeling it. I don't know what Yvonne Soto is going to give them right now that Mayo isn't. And Mayo going back to AAA again, I just have something against these guys going back to a level that they have already dominated in. I mean, come on. I get his defense needs work still. And maybe with Ramon showing some sort of pulse offensively over the last couple of weeks, maybe that's a part of this as well. I don't know. I'm kind of grasping at straws.
Are you, Norm, what do you think? I saw you shaking your head over there. Oh, he's training somebody right now.
Yeah.
So Norm doesn't have an opinion right now, but it's kind of, you know, what's disappointing is he gets a hit, has a good day in the field. So you figure, all right, probably got a little confidence now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you send him back down. You know, I mean, I would give him, you know, like, let's say that they played him in the next game, Cordell, and he gets two or three hits, and then he's off and rolling. You know, I don't quite understand. They're going to say it's probably, they're going to give him a reboot just like they did with Jackson.
They're going to say they want him to play every day. That's what it's going to be. They want to see him down there so he can play every day. And I get that.
Why didn't you let him go yesterday?
I mean, you know, there's no use to him sitting on the bench every game, or not every game, but every now. They feel like he needs every day at bats. And I do agree with that. And right now, maybe if they're saying that they don't feel like his defense is where they'd like it to be for him to play third base more times than not,
mm-hmm.
That's probably the only thing I could really buy. Everything else is like, I know we're all expecting there to be some sort of learning curve at the plate when you call a guy up. You're not expecting a guy to come up here and just start to light the world on fire offensively. Now, defensively, all right, that's one thing that should be able to translate from the levels. But again, they knew his defense was an issue when they called him up. It's not like he was this all-world, this gold glover in AAA, and then all of a sudden he got here, and it's different. You knew what that was. So, yeah, I'm a little disappointed in that just because he starts to show some life yesterday. You want to see if he can kind of build on it, but back to Norfolk.
Yeah, I mean, they got their reasons. And I'm sure, will Elias have a press conference today?
No, it'll be hot. Elias isn't. I haven't been alerted of an Elias press conference. I don't think this is something. Jackson being sent back down, that's one thing. That's the number one prospect in all of baseball. Mayo is probably not worth him coming and speaking to the media.
Okay.
But we'll see. We'll see.
Crazy. What do you think Hyder will say?
That they want him to play. He was happy to, you know, he got the hit last night. He showed some signs, but they want him to play every day. And he may even go into the defense. He may. He may tap into that as in terms of that being something they'd like him to work on. But he'll say, you know, it was nothing Mayo did. And really, I don't think it's anything Mayo did. I just think the Orioles are in a unique spot to where they're not able to have as much patience with some of these young guys to work on some things at this level. They're an inconsistent team despite the young guys coming up here and trying to figure things out on the fly. So that from that standpoint, I can understand that. Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll feed you some NFL lunch, see what's going on in the NFL. Looks like a big-time safety is on the move on the free agent market. We'll tell you where he's going next here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.